Okay, go on, guess who is it? Come on, tell me who it is singing. No, it's not Prince, but you're not too far off, because in fact he may be in there somewhere, because singing is his girlfriend, Sheila Escobedo, our one-time girlfriend. A tune called The Bell of St. Mark, 25 minutes past 7, Energy 103 in the morning. Were you watching the snooker last night? What an amazing bout it was between Joe Johnson and Steve Davis, and of course the final was 18-12, the score to Joe Johnson, beating three times world champion Steve Davis. Old Joe turning up in the red, pink and white shoes, putting a little sparkle into the championships. Absolutely super. Here's George Michael.
Love was a magical flame. I'd say love would keep us from pain. Had I been there? Had I been there? I would promise you all of my life. But to lose you would cut like a knife. So I don't. No, I don't dare, cause I've never come close. In all of these years, you are the only one to stop my tears. And I'm so scared, I'm so
again.
again. Why do I find it hard to write the next line? Oh, I want the truth to be said. I know
Energy 103 at just after 7:34. Gary has headlines.
NRG headlines on Tuesday, 6th of May. The big stories this morning. U.S. military chiefs are considering the use of cruise missiles against Libya, a U.S. TV network news program has said this morning. The Soviet Communist Party newspaper Pravda has given new information about the Chernobyl nuclear accident. And in the north, there's been an explosives find in Oma. Weather prospects dull and overcast this morning with scattered showers clearing up by midday with bright spells this afternoon. Winds are south to southeasterly, force 2 to 4 across the bay. Today's area high, 11 degrees Celsius.
Thank you, Gary. 25 minutes to 8 o'clock, Energy 103. John O'Hara and Gary Hamill through till 10 o'clock, getting you underway. What a great way to start a Tuesday. How about some music from one of the top-selling movies at the moment, David Bowie, Absolute Beginners.
Nothing much to offer. There's nothing much to say. I'm an absolute beginner. But I'm absolutely sane. Happen. but we're absolute beginners.
Everyone's favorite band, let's say that straight away, it's Simple Minds, a new song from them. I can really see quality in that single. All the things she said, couldn't repeat them to you. Absolutely immoral they were. But she was worth it. 17 minutes to 8 o'clock. Now, girls, corsets are making a comeback, at least in the US, where sales have nearly doubled since 1982. A New York fashion expert said they are now called molders, shapers, smoothers, or trimmers, but basically they do the same job as a corset. Young women are wearing them to look trim and skin-tight styles, and older women are wearing them for other reasons. You know the sort of thing it is. I cannot wait to get my hands on a couple of corsets over the weekend.
When she was my girl, oh my girl, when she was my girl,
She my girl. She's so fun, she can't you see? And this girl belongs to me. She's my girl. When we walk down the street, I would tell everyone we meet, this is my girl.
All the way back to 1981 with the Four Tops, and She Was My Girl. She still... Get your hands off her. Come on, take your hands off. Okay, you want to pay me all that much money? Okay, well, yeah, you can have her. I don't want her anymore. Give me the money. I much prefer that. Here's Tavares. It takes 5 minutes to boil a kettle, 3 minutes to boil an egg, but it only takes 1 minute to fall in love. Or so say Tavares, the new song, It Only Takes a Minute. Girl, 10 and a half minutes to 8. Now, if you're waking up this morning and you cannot move, right? You are just stuck to the bed, you have ailments, you have aches, you have pains. Or perhaps you're tied down to the bed, you had a good night last night. What I want you to do is ring us just after 8 o'clock and let us know your problems, your medical problems, your history, yeah, that sort of thing. We have the energy crack in here in the mornings. And between 8 and 8:30, he will take your calls on 606-703. No other number. 606-703. That's a direct line through to the Energy Quack. We'll take your calls, and tomorrow morning we will give you his prognosis. So if you have some very strange ailment which has maybe popped up during the night, if you'll pardon the expression, 606-703, just after 8 o'clock. We'll tell you more about that later. News at 8 and traffic following that. But right now, here's something from Queen.
3 in the morning, taking you back to 1976. Andrea, True Connection. I want more. I want more. Give me more. It's now 4 minutes to 8 o'clock. Did you know that Janet Jackson's bittersweet hit, What Have You Done For Me Lately, was written in a bid to win back her husband, she revealed as she lost him playing cards. Now, after pouring all that emotion into the song, I'm not sure I could ever be married again, said Michael Jackson's gorgeous 19-year-old sister. She married soul star James DeBarge.
How do you feel?
I feel good!
Well, are you prepared to face a full hour of your most requested music each and every day, plus loads of inside scoops on all the stars, deep, probing artist close-ups that will make you say, it's all happening right here every week on the American Music Magazine. How do you feel?
I feel good!
And you can feel good by tuning into Rick Dees right here on Energy 103 between midnight and 1 a.m. each night, Monday till Friday. AM and FM stereo, this is Energy 103.
NRG headline news. The big stories this morning. U.S. military chiefs are considering the use of cruise missiles against Libya, a U.S. TV network news program has said this morning. The Soviet Communist Party newspaper Pravda has given new information about the Chernobyl nuclear accident, which happened 2 weeks ago, and the Marketing Research Bureau of Ireland has issued another political poll this morning, which places Fianna Fáil top of the popularity chart. Good morning, this is Gary Hamill. U.S. military chiefs are considering the use of cruise missiles against Libya, a U.S. TV network news program has said. CBS News, quoting unnamed sources, said today the U.S. Navy had been told to send more cruise-carrying ships into the Mediterranean. The Pentagon has refused to comment on the story, saying it does not discuss the deployment of ships. The carriers, Coral Sea, America, and Enterprise, are currently based in the Mediterranean. The Soviet Communist Party newspaper Pravda has given new information about the Chernobyl nuclear accident. It said a fire broke out in the reactor after an explosion ripped through the building, destroying it and sending flames 30 yards into the air. The fire was very difficult to extinguish, but was now under control, Pravda said. People in the nearby community were moved from the area within 4 hours. A nuclear reactor in Lancashire in Britain is likely to be restarted today after being temporarily shut down following a transformer fire at a power station, according to the Central Electricity Generating Board. Radioactivity was not released in yesterday's blaze at Heysham near Morecambe, said the board. The plant's automatic system put out the fire and no one was evacuated or injured, the board added. The Marketing Research Bureau of Ireland has issued another political poll this morning, which places Fianna Fáil top of the popularity chart at 48% of public support. Mr. Haughey, the party leader, is also said to be the favourite for the position of Taoiseach. Fine Gael mark up at 26 points, Labour at 5, and the Progressive Democrats at 17. The Workers' Party have dropped in popularity to 2%. The Irish Times has published the poll today. A 14-year-old girl has been injured by a petrol bomb in North Belfast. Police said the teenager was injured in the legs and hand last night when the bomb exploded at her feet at Brompton Park in the Catholic Ardoyne area of the city. She was treated in hospital, but her injuries were not believed to be serious. Police say this morning they do not know who threw the petrol bomb and have appealed for witnesses. Weather prospects dull and overcast this morning with scattered showers clearing up by midday with bright spells this afternoon. Winds are south to southeasterly in direction, force 2 to 4 across the bay. Today's Bay Area high, 11 degrees Celsius. 5 after 8, and that's the NRG headline news.
Thank you, Gary Hamill. John O'Hara with Energy Breakfast through till 10 o'clock. Oh, I'm looking forward to a good morning of it. Now accepting your calls on 606-703-2 to the Energy Quack in the Bronski Beach. Come on, come on, come on. We'll be right back. Energy 103, 7 minutes past eight. It's about time, too. Not enough ladies shout for their men, you know that. 11 minutes past 8, Energy 103, that's 103 FM in stereo. At 7:38 AM, John O'Hara, Gary Hamill, through till 10 o'clock, little old Denise Williams. Big trouble with me hair this morning, oh yeah, wow. I was in the shower using the, well, I don't want to go into all the details, but using the shampoo, which you are supposed to shake before using. And of course, me being sleepy, 4:30 in the morning, didn't quite remember to shake the old bottle. And I got all this red gunge into me hair, and I couldn't brush it, and it's standing up on end, and I'm having an awful cry. I'm going to cry.
Everybody needs a someone waiting to be there when things are looking
Sound from David Gates and Brad and Never Let Her Go. Energy 103, 14 minutes past 8 o'clock. Nice. I knew you'd enjoy that. I told you you would. The Temptations, a new song from them. And I'm fascinated. Yeah, I am. It's lovely. I like to look. 18 minutes past 8, John O'Hara on Energy 103 with a breakfast program of a Tuesday morning. Now, the Quack. Yes, you thought you were getting away lightly, didn't you? But not so. Brian O'Connell from Castle Dermot in County Kildare rang us to say, after his hot water bottle blew up while he was fast asleep the other night, all the pieces of rubber quickly stuck to his skin. not very pleasant. On waking up this morning, Brian discovered to his total disgust that he was covered in peanut-sized green bleebs. A bleeb, by the way, is a small sack of green fluid which pops up on your skin while you're asleep. It doesn't sound very tasty, but the quack says to you, Brian, in Castle Dermot in County Dare, he told us that your condition is very rare indeed. What you want to do is cover yourself in honey from head to toe. Now, this is his very own opinion. Cover yourself in honey from head to toe and run around Castle Dermot nude shouting, anyone want to buy some fresh honey? Most likely the locals will burn you at the stake for it and your bleebs will all be gone. You may well be arrested. And please do not claim responsibility against Energy 103 or any of its staff. It's the quack you want to chase, isn't that it? 606703, here's Billy Ocean.
Sometimes I wonder by the look in your eyes. When I'm standing beside you, there's a fever burning deep inside. Is there another in your memory? Do you think of that someone? When you hear that special melody, I always stop and think of you especially. When the words of the love song touch the very heart of me, there'll be sad songs to make you cry.
New song from Billy Ocean. There'll be sad songs. 23 minutes past 8. Not a sad feeling in the air this morning, I hope. Come on, Tuesday, the 6th of May. Approaching the middle of the summer at this stage. Coming up next, headlines and traffic with Gary.
Bye.
26 minutes past 8. ABBA from Sweden. Yes, Radiation Land. One of their old hits. Ring, ring, why don't you give me a call? I certainly will, my dear. Great rumors afoot about the new album from Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics. It's due on your presses very shortly, so stay tuned for that. It's due to be a goodie at 7:30, or should I say at 8:30, Gary has headlines and traffic.
Thanks, John. News from Tokyo this morning, Tuesday, and small bombs exploded simultaneously in at least 19 subway and train stations around the site of the Seven-Nation Tokyo Summit and other central Tokyo areas today. No one was injured, police said. U.S. military chiefs are considering the use of cruise missiles against Libya, a U.S. TV network news program has said this morning. The Soviet Communist Party newspaper Pravda has given new information about the Chernobyl nuclear accident. The Marketing Research Bureau of Ireland has issued another political poll this morning, which places Fianna Fáil top of the popularity chart at 48% of public support. Mr. Haughey, the party leader, is also said to be the favorite for the position of Taoiseach. A 14-year-old girl has been injured by a petrol bomb in North Belfast. And the weather prospects, dull and overcast this morning with scattered showers, clearing up by midday with bright sunny spells this afternoon. Energy for the car now and traffic news. Road conditions this morning are only fair, following some rainfall overnight. At Northside, the usual areas are affected. Fibsborough is slow moving. Dorset Street is building up, so coming in towards town, try and avoid both areas. Southside, Donnybrook and the Stillorgan dual carriageway are heavy but moving. Merrion Road is building up. Balls Bridge is a hive of activity already due to the spring show at the RDS. The strip is very light. The green is moving well, but Nassau Street is building up, as is Dorset Street.
Wolfgang Amadeus is born. 1761, at the age of 5, Amadeus begins composing. 1773, he writes his first piano concerto. 1782, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart marries Constance Weber. 1784, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart becomes a Freemason. 1791, Mozart composes the Magic Flute. 5th of that same year, Mozart dies. 1985, Austrian rock singer Falco records
Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus.
Taking a long time before it reached the top slots in the chart over this side of the waters. It's been big in Europe and America for the last couple of months. Falco from Austria and Rock Me Amadeus. Rock Me Energy 103, 103 FM and stereo and 738 AM. John O'Hara, 24 minutes to 9.
Yeah. one.
He'd be giving it to
if
her.
If she knew what she needs.
He'd be giving it to
if she knew what she wants.
But he can't see through
if
her.
If she knew what she wants. He'd be giving it to her. Giving it to her.
Like them. They're the Bangles, and if she knew what she wants, I'd give it to her, no problem. 21 minutes to 9. Energy 103 taking a look at the birthday file for Tuesday, the 6th of May, if it is your birthday. Let me be the very first person to congratulate you. You've lasted, and well done. Now, you're celebrating your birthday today with, like, movie legend Stuart Granger, who is 73 today, footballer Graham Souness is 33, actress Elizabeth Sellers is 63, and England cricketer Neil Foster is 24. Musically, celebrating today is Bob Seger, age 41. Had a look at some Bob Seger music, but it's a little loud, you see, for this hour of the morning. The stars for your year ahead say a lucky year ahead, when you'll get breaks in all sorts of unlikely and unexpected ways. Contacts you've quietly been developing should now come up trumps. Just thought I'd let you know that my horoscope for today says a spur-of-the-moment idea of someone close for a social get-together tonight looks like fun. Kink on a Tuesday.
We're caught in a trap. I came all around because I love you too much, babe. Why can't you see what you're doing to me?
That's a racy little number from Elvis Presley.
Has come true 100 times.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you, Elvis, for dropping in unexpectedly like that, catching me unawares. 17 minutes to 9. Have you noticed that Energy 103 is commercial-free? You have? Oh, you're so smart. I knew we had smart listeners. Tell your friends about it now, won't you? Tony McKenzie played this man the other day, said he was a singing Malteser.
I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing. So thank you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you said so thing.
It's 9 o'clock, Energy 103, waking you up to a fine, well, a reasonably okay Tuesday morning. John O'Hara till 10 o'clock. Let's take a look at the traffic. Fibs were slow moving, as is Dorset Street, both building up on the north side. Donnybrook, still Organshield, Carriageway are heavy. Merrion Road and Balls Bridge, due to the spring show, on top of the normal traffic problems down there, is pretty well chock-a-block this morning. Leeson Street moving well at the moment. The Green is moving reasonably well. The only city centre spots giving trouble are Dawson Street and Nassau Street, which are building up and causing minor problems this morning. On your own? Do you remember Candid Camera? Oh, yes. Where there was a little hidden TV camera filming the whole thing. Well, we have got Candid Energy for you. We're going to do that, but on the radio. Confused? Not half as confused as I. We want you to send in an idea And the name and address and phone number of somebody you would like us to play a little trick on, okay? We need to know as much about them as is possible. And they have to be reasonably good friends of yours so that we know they will take the joke fairly well. Right into Candid Energy, John and Gary, 144 Upper Leeson Street, Dublin 2. Candid Energy, 144 Upper Leeson Street in Dublin 2. Giving us the name, address, all the details regarding your friend and the particular joke which you would like us to play with them. We will then ring them up live on air, 8:45 in the morning, and spring a little surprise upon them. Sounds good, doesn't it? It's happening very shortly. Make sure you get your friend's name and address and details down on a piece of paper. Candid Energy, 144 Upper Leeson Street in Dublin 2. Send us your own phone number and name, and we shall contact you and discuss the whole thing in detail. I can't wait. It sounds like so much fun. 8:30.
Across the junction, through the council estates, past the detached houses and the semi-detached drive.
Energy 103, 7 minutes till 9 o'clock. Island roll for them, please. You can put me down for a double course. Oh, lessons in love. I like the sound of that. Level 42 as the rain starts to fall in Dublin City. Yeah. Hope you're not running for work at this stage. Getting soaked to the skin, eh? 3.5 minutes to 9. Lessons in love? Well, lessons in psychology and body reading. If you want to know the true personality of a stranger, experts tell us to look at their fingers. Yes, it's not much fun, but it will tell you a lot about them. Long fingers represent an eye for detail and patience. They also belong to people who are a little slow to think things over, while short fingers represent inspiration and people who are quick to catch on. It's true, it's written down here. I don't believe it, but it's written down here.
You ask me if I'm happy here. Don't doubt about it.